Tracy Strawberry now joining us on Sports Byline. Her husband, of course, Daryl Strawberry, and together they have written the book Imperfect Marriage. In looking at the HBO Real Sports, I thought it was kind of funny the way you described Daryl the first time you saw him at a meeting. Tell everybody about the picture you had of Daryl.
Absolutely. Most people know Daryl Strawberry as this power hitter, very strong, focused, determined, very disciplined, very powerful. The man that I saw was a man that had lost his soul, a man that was dying from the inside out, a man that was on his way to physical death if he didn't make some decisions and turn it around. He was just sunk into the fabric of the chair, very frail. And still, just so many people were around Daryl and just pulling at him. They just, all they could see was still the baseball player in him. They wanted to keep pulling the player out of him, and he just was so gracious and was trying to sign autographs and do all of those things at the same time. But he was a man that was lost and lost his soul, and I saw his soul. I didn't care about the player. I cared about the person. I cared about the man.
Tracy, one of the things I've thought about in listening to the story of the two of you is that really, I think only somebody who had walked the path that you had walked, because you had been involved with drugs as well, and you were kind of out there a little bit before maybe Daryl when you met him. And I only think that somebody like yourself who truly understood what the experience was like and what you need to do to get over it and everything is the only person that could have saved him. Would you agree with that?
I agree. I agree for us, that's for sure, because when I saw him, I knew exactly what he was going through because I had gone through the same thing. I also knew, being with Daryl, the things that he would try to pull. I also knew the things that he had to do. And I also know for people like us, you've got to be able to see the greatness inside of a person. You have to learn how to draw boundaries and things of that nature. We learn how to handle each other. With as crazy as that sounds, you kind of know what you're dealing with because you've been there.
Yeah, I was always surprised at what I heard about you growing up in St. Louis. You came from a good family. Have you come to grips with why you made the bad decisions that led you into addiction?
That's a very good thing. I was never comfortable on the inside. When you don't know your true identity, when you don't know purpose, when you don't spend time getting in touch with yourself, anyone can fall into a lifestyle of bad choices, bad associations. I made bad choices. I surrounded myself with bad associations. I was not comfortable with the woman that I was on the inside of me. And I always had this passion to run and see the world, this strong personality. And instead of channeling that into something positive, I chased the excitement. I just kept chasing and kept running and chasing and running, and I got lost in that chase.
I also wondered about your parents, because you took Daryl home. You were living in the basement, and you mentioned about you were bringing this baseball player home. It happens to be Daryl Strawberry. And yet your parents being Midwestern, growing up in St. Louis and everything, how did they accept having two drug addicts in the house?
Well, my parents are very, very loving people, and they see people from the soul. They're very loving, real people, so they didn't care that it was Daryl Strawberry. They just knew they wanted their daughter back, and they wanted Daryl just as a person, as an individual, whole and well. Of course, they were worried. They were concerned, deeply concerned, but they embraced us, and they helped us, and they nurtured us, and they helped us love us back to life and get back on our feet.
You know, there were two things that you also said that I thought told me a lot about your character, Tracy, and that was one thing you did was go out and look for Daryl when he just went away and was using drugs. The other was when you did say no more sex. I mean, for someone to have that vision and to be able to stand by that vision says something about the character. When you look back on it, were you even surprised that you had that type of strength and character?
Yes, when I look back on it now,
yeah.
You know, I certainly do. And my strength, I'll tell you what, when I found Jesus Christ and I turned my life over to him, because I came to God angry, Ron. I wasn't one of these. Daryl embraced God wide open. He always loved God, had no problems coming to him. I had a hardcore issue with God, and we talk about that journey in our book. But I just wrestled with him, and I came to him, and he gave me strength and changed me from the inside out. I just finally made up my mind that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was going to take a stand. I was going to become a woman of character. Nothing or no one was going to stop me. I was going to start making boundaries for myself, making the right decisions. I didn't want to hurt anybody anymore, Ron, because our decisions hurt people and they affect people, and it's not right. And to stay in sickness and to stay in bad behaviors, that one bad decision after the next, it's selfishness and it's very painful to people. And when you can see what your actions do to another, you step out of yourself and you say, my God, I don't want to do this anymore. Change me from the inside out. And we talk about that journey in this book.
Were you ever afraid that you'd get pulled back into his life? Because, again, you went out looking for him one night and you finally found him, but he had given up the will to live. And usually when somebody's drowning that badly, Tracy, you know, you got to make a decision. Are they going to take me down? Am I going to let them take me down? Or am I going to be able to save the person?
Absolutely. Well, and that's what I did. You make a good point there, and that's what I did. I cut Daryl off, not just from a sexual relationship. And there's a chapter in this book. It's called The Spouse in Waiting, and that's when you're married to someone who has checked out. And Daryl and I went through that stage. I was the spouse in waiting, and I also went through that when I was pulling Daryl out. I wanted his wellness more than he did. I believed in him more than he did. I wanted it more than he did. It's called codependency, and I had to stop. I had to pull myself back and tell him, I love you and there's greatness on the inside of you, but I cannot do this for you. You have got to make the decision on your own. You have got to get well, because what starts to happen is you begin to lose yourself, exactly what you're talking about, Ron. And I could have easily fallen back. And we talk about that as well. How do you draw boundaries? How do you overcome certain things? And that's an important thing that we need to discover.
I want to ask you an insight question. I've been around sports. I've been down at spring training, and I've seen the groupies, and I've seen the women married to athletes and everything. And it's always a strange relationship. I don't know whether they're drawn to athletes because of the money, the stature, whatever it might be. And I think sports marriages are probably the most challenging that there may be in life. You've had a chance to observe, and I'm sure you've talked to others, you've seen and everything, and Daryl's talked to you as well. What's your observation of people who marry athletes?
It's a difficult thing. But when your marriage is based on them being the athlete, and if the athlete's identity is only in being an athlete and not a man, my husband's identity today is being a man of God. It's God first, his wife, I'm second, and his family, is children next. So when the identity is there in the ball player status, and the character within the player is not within the man, you have problems, or the woman, because that goes on both sides there. So you have to be a person of character, a person of integrity. He is a man of faith today. So our relationship is based on something much stronger than a shallow thing of fame or money, things of that nature. It's based on depth from the inside out and character from the inside out. And temptation is always going to be there. There's a whole chapter in this book, Ron, on temptation. You have to learn how to safeguard your life and safeguard your marriage and put your husband and your wife, your faith first and your spouse second. You have to learn how to safeguard your life in this world of temptation, because whether you're an athlete or not, temptation is all over, and it's powerful. It's killing marriages. It's tearing down people. It's taking away our kids. We've got to turn this thing around.
Always in stories, tough stories like this, Tracy, there seems to be a moment that when you think back on, you just start laughing. You know, it was funny. What moment was that for you and Daryl?
Oh, my goodness. Just, we look back at the whole thing and we laugh, almost not in humor, because there was so much pain involved and so much hurt involved. We look back and we laugh because we can't believe that those were the people that we were. Our transformation is so strong and powerful, and that's why we wrote this book. We want to bring hope and help to people. This book right here, we're talking to real people, Ron, who have real problems, who are looking for real answers and real solutions. And this is a journey of settling the issues, letting go of the past, getting over bitterness and deep betrayals, forgiveness and trust, and rebuilding into a new thing. How you do that work, it's not a quick fix thing in this instant gratification society. So you've got to buy the book and go through that. So when we look back, we just smile and we praise God at where we are. We laugh today because we are truly joyful and we're truly free. And when we look back, we laugh, we have tears of joy. And we're just so grateful for where we are today.
We only have a minute left, Tracy, but when you look at this book, what do you want people to take away from it?
Restoration. I want people to be restored. I want them to be restored to God. I want them to pick up the book and get serious and say, you know what, we are going to embrace this journey, and we are actually going to take the time to fight for our marriages in a world where people are disposable, where we feel like we're disposable, in a world full of temptation, in a world where the word divorce is just so easy. Fight for your marriage. Get grounded. Let's rise up. We've got to get this thing called marriage right. Let's protect our children and stop breaking their hearts and divided families. There is hope. There is help. This is the real deal. This book just really gets into the things. Pick up the book today, and let's get this thing called marriage right. People are worth it.
I want to thank you, Tracy, and Daryl as well. This has been a fascinating couple of segments here, and thank you for sharing the story, because I think the message is very strong. Come back and join us again, Tracy.
Thanks so much, Ron. Thanks for getting the message out there. We appreciate you.
Tracy Strawberry with us. Before that, Daryl Strawberry with us. Check out this book. It's called Imperfect Marriage. And, of course, Daryl, one of the all-time great players in baseball. And I remember watching him hit home runs. Boy, were they majestic. He had that looping swing, and the ball would go high and deep. He was even compared to Ted Williams. And probably that comparison to some degree made it also hard for Daryl as well. Daryl and Tracy Strawberry with us on Sports Byline. We continue with more of you in America's Sports Talk Show.